Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا قال تعالى يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون صدق الله العظيم. First of all praise for Allah Azza wa Jal. Who has bestowed with His special mercy and blessings and has benefited us with spiritual and physical blessings. Then may His blessings and solitudes and salam and salawat be upon all His messengers, especially our messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then companions and pious and righteous people and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As most of you are aware that the topic which we are discussing from past, I think 5 weeks now, is related to Uhud, or you may say promises or covenants. And just to remind you again that the covenants which we are discussing are general in one sense, from one point of view, but it is specifically related to our tariq and the way and the path of purification. As every methodology has its own techniques and approach, so one of the part of the tariq of Muhammadiyah and Shafi'iyah that we have 40 uhud, 40 covenants in it, which the seeker, myself, yourself, whoever wishes to seek closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to abide by them. Now they are not outlined in a sense that, for example, you should do this and you shouldn't do this, and this is the promise, but they at a particular time are prescribed to the seeker or the traveler, the wayfarer. They are prescribed at a particular time. Maybe one, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five, maybe ten, according to the level of the person which he is. And we are discussing in the light of teachings of one of the mashayikh of our silsila, which are not very prevalent in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, in Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, which is Imam Abdul Wahab Charani Rahmatullah Alayhi. I have also mentioned to you before as well, that he has been blessed with the suhba and with the companionship of 100 mashayikh from Sufiya. So he had several hundreds mashayikh from other fields of knowledge like hadith or Quran or tafsir or fiqh and other matters. But just for science of purification and tazkiyah nafs and ihsan, and that's what it is, tazkiyah nafs and ihsan, He had 100 Mashayikh, 100 teachers, spiritual teachers at different times. With some he stayed for a little while, with some he stayed 20 years, with some he stayed longer than that. And amongst his famous Mashayikh and most liked by him and venerated by him, which he venerates himself, was Hazrat Sayyid Ali Khawas Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Ali Khawas. And Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani was a scholar of esoteric and exoteric knowledge, which is the spiritual and also the the outward knowledge like fiqh, hadith and also tazkiyah nafs. He was mastering all of them. But the strange fact that his most beloved teacher, Hazrat Sayyid Ali Khawas, was an ummi, unlettered person. He had never been to madrasa, he was nor been to madrasa and scholarship. That he was a person who bestowed knowledge direct by Allah Azza wa Jal without the normal means. Jisko aam kehte hain ilme ladunni. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salatu wa salam was also a person like that. And a person which we venerate and we love the most in our tariq, who have prescribed and who have exposed the ins and outs of the tariq, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi, was also a person, ummi person. Although some of his students were great scholars like Imam Ahmad Mubarak, who has written various scholarship books, and others faqihs of his time, and he also lived there in Morocco or Maghrib, you may say. So Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani Rahmullah says that since I've been into the suhba, in the companionship of various mashayikh, all of them nearly, they took certain promises and covenants from me to act upon. Today you can be confused. There are ways, like there are different religions, similarly there are different sects and different schools of thought, and they all invite in their own sense towards goodness in what they think. But in order for us to be on the straight path and not to deviate from left to right, now we should understand that we are not the first people to follow the tariq or to seek the closeness of Allah. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there have been hundreds and millions of people who at their times, who had the best knowledge, and at their and he had, they have the benefit of the blessing of the great teachers, they also sought this path. They also sought the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and closeness. So when we will have their teachings in front of us, and all our teachings are to be found in their teaching, then there can always be, one can judge oneself and also different sects in light of those that we are not deviating from truth, or we are not going to end up somewhere which where people believe wrong thing, and which many people have done through just reading books. For example, many people who fall into, especially the people who follow or love Sufia for some reason, and they are English or they are Americans or they are other people, there is one concept known as panentheism or pantheism, which is in Arabic, or it's also known as Wahdatul Wujud. Now because these people did not learn these concepts or this thing from their mashayikh or the actual people who were authenticated to teach or who could explain to them, they were led astray by shaitan and by their own nafs, and they came to believe in something which was really not actually, which was completely against Islam. And the ulama-i haqq and the saliheen, the people on the righteous path, they have very extensively opposed them and told them that you are understanding the wrong thing, which has nothing to do with this. But that concept is that they say that this world, now this is a very difficult subject matter, it is a subject matter of philosophy, and it has been from the very beginning, from even before Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. But what is this world and the material world which we live in? And what's it? Is there a creator of it? And if there is creator, what is the relationship of this creative world with the creator? So pantheism means that they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God himself took the form of all the creation. So all you see is God, na'udhu billah. Astaghfirullah. And so the trees, the moon, the stars, me and you, everything, I say, na'udhu billah. And that this is another form of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is known as, some people, Bahdat al-Wujud is not this really, this is wrong. So what I am saying to you is that when a person through self-study and do not actually keep in line with the mashayikh and the teachers of truth from 14th century, he or she or they, just studying and self-studying, they can actually deviate. And they won't be able to understand that why they might be thinking. So for example, a person who says, I believe in pantheism because I don't exist at all. I'm coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so close that it's only Allah who exists and nothing else exists. I have come so close to Allah that I think there's no creation. And so he was trying to venerate Allah, and what he has done, he has made himself God as well. Na'udhu billah. So it's tarah hota hai. But coming to the point, okay, that Imam Abdul Wahab Shahani, which is the book which we are studying, has mentioned those covenants, those promises, and which have been taken from him through different mashayikh. And we are studying now the, inshallah, we are about to finish now the first of his covenant. First covenant we are taking. And as most of you are aware, that these details you can listen to the past cases. Today we are going to carry on. The Imam Sharani Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Shaykh, one of the Shaykh of our Silsila, says that Hamse Ahad Liya Gya, a covenant was taken from us. So this is a continuation of the first one, really, but he has devised it. Divided it further, but it is the first one only. کہ ہم اپنے حقیقی مرتبہ کو اللہ کے نزدیک ہر مومن کے مرتبہ سے کم سمجھا کریں. And he has said that this person, that the person should believe that his real status, his status in reality is lower and inferior to other Muslims living at that time, no matter how sinful they are, no matter they are drinking alcohol, no matter they are committing zina, whatever. And then the question rises that how can I think the person who is drinking alcohol in Ramadan, he is better than me? Well, we have answered that question in the past lessons as well. And Imam Abdul Wahab himself has answered as well that why, how one should treat this. But he again reiterates, imagine, he again reiterates further on this book. Dekhi haan, apne haqeeqi martaba ko Allah Ta'ala ke nazdeek har moment ke martaba se kam samjhe. And he had said that this covenant of ours, that this promise and this covenant, a person who will not act upon this, the doors after this, the closeness of Allah and all the muqamat of tasawwuf and ihsan, and the stations and high spirituality, and they are blocked for him. He's been blocked. As I said, that when I consider yourself, I myself is better than you, I shall forget to get close to Allah Zawajal in any how. Because there is, I feel myself better, you use yourself inferior. So, jiski misal. And Hazrat Imam Shahani Shaykh says کہ جس کی مثال محسوسات میں گویا مٹی ہے. From the physical world, which he gives a further example, is like dust.
earth,
जिसको चलने वालों के कदम पामाल करते रहते हैं. People who walk, they are walking on the dust, and they are walking on the dust and earth. कुत्ते उस पर पेशाब करते हैं. Animals, human beings, they are urinating on the earth all the time, and they are throwing different kind of filth. मट्टी जो है earth. और हमें अपने नफ्सों को रात दिन किसी घड़ी में जमीन से ऊंचा न समझना चाहिए. एंड वी शुड नेवर इन डे और नाइट, नो मैटर यू आर वर्शिपिंग और यू आर नॉट वर्शिपिंग, इन द प्रेयर ऑन यू शुड नॉट कंसीडर यूर सेल्फ हायर देन दिस अर्थ, द डस्ट ऑफ द अर्थ. क्योंकि जमीन हमारी असल है, जमीन हमारी मां है. बिकॉज द अर्थली मैटर एंड द डस्ट इज आवर रीजन, आवर फिजिकल region of ourselves. We are created from dust. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wanted, He could have created us from another material. But He has created the human being from dust, and angels from their bodies, and physical bodies are created from light. The spirits are from light anyway. Spirits of the jinn, spirits of the human being, स्पिरिट ऑफ द एंजल, जो रूह हैं वो अर्थ से नहीं पैदा हुए. दे आर नॉट क्रिएटेड फ्रॉम दिस अर्थ और फिजिकल एग्जिस्टेंस. देर इज नो डिफरेंस रियली ऑन दैट. फ्रॉम दैट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑल दीज थ्री क्रिएशन, देयर अरवाह, देयर स्पिरिट्स एंड रूह आर क्रिएटेड फ्रॉम लाइट. लाइट मीनिंग दे आर द मैटर क्रिएशन ऑफ आलम अम्र, एंड दे आर नॉट फ्रॉम द आलम खल्क एग्जैक्टली वी सी हियर इन दिस वर्ल्ड. So if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to create us from light, He could have. He has created Jibreel alayhi salam from light. But what is it that He decided to create the most venerable creation, the most afzal, the most honorable creation from dust? Aap dekhi, anbiya bhi jo hai, the prophets and messengers, they are also created from the dust, their physical existence. जो बशरियत है उनकी वो जमीन से पैदा की हुई है. आदम अलैहिस्सलाम, अल्लाह सुभान व तआला सेड ही क्रिएटेड आदम अलैहिस्सलाम फ्रॉम द क्ले, फ्रॉम द अर्थ. खलक अल इंसान मिन सलसाल कल फखाल, खलक अल जानना मिन मारिज मिन्ना. सो वी आर क्रिएटेड फ्रॉम द अर्थ. The prophets and anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, or their souls are also from the noor as well, obviously. So there are also difference lies actually, that when a trivial argument, when many sects actually do, the one says Rasulullah is Bashar, one says noor, while it is just trivial in the sense that Rasulullah a ruh mubarak is noor, and that is accepted by all actually, and his blessed body is from the earth. Although that earthly matter is also of very high level, it's not a normal as of dust we see, but it is also, but it is, he is now also created from dust. There is no doubt in there. So wo bashar bhi hai, noor bhi hai, noor ruh hai, bashariyat unka zahir hai. That is, so there is no argument, and there is no, it is just like someone arguing, one says human being is body, the other says human being is spirit. He said, no, human being is body. The other says, no, he is, human being is spirit. Now their argument is trivial in the sense that they both are correct. Human being comprises of both physical and spiritual. There is the ruh, and there is also the physical aspect of it. So, but the question which Imam Abdul Bahab Sharani is indicating toward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal created the human being from dust while He was to venerate the human being the most high. While He said to angels, I am going to create a khalifa. قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ khalifa. And khalifa, why not made from light? Why not made from fire? Why from this earth? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is noor as well. This does not mean noor like sun or moon or anything like this. But he is not, he does not physical existence like any creation. Allah SWT says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of heaven and earth. The thing is that Allah Azzawajal wanted to create the most honorable creation, and he did create from the honorable, from dust. Is that Allah himself is from light, and the angels are close to Allah Azzawajal. They are malakuti, they don't have any physical existence as from dust. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values the most thing, which the, what does he value the most, is the abdiyat, the servitude, the lowliness and the humbleness and humility. Because there is no deficiency or no shortcoming or any lackness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from glory point of view, from greatness point of view. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mutakabbir, he is the greater khaliq, wal-jabbar, al-qahhar. Uske badai to uske paas hai, wo, it belongs to Allah. And whoever will claim it, he will be associating himself in the partnership with Allah azza wa jalla, jo apne liye kareya. Kyunki Allah ki sirf al-mutakabbir, to jo kahega main bhi bada hoon, like shaitan did, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him. Aba wastakbar. He said, I am, he was arrogant as well. Because he was arrogant not towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, he was not arrogant as to Allah. He did not say, oh Allah, I am greater than you. Shaitan never said this. What did he say? He showed arrogance in relation to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very few people who will show arrogance, like Pharaoh and others who will say, we are gods and we do not believe. But most people, majority, they fall into the trap of in the arrogance and proudness in relation to the creation. So because the highest status in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is abdiyat, abdiyat, the servitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being who was to be most honorable and venerable, but he said that it is to be created, and I have created the human being from dust. So he has the most abdiyat, he has the most humbleness, he has the most humility, then he can come close to me. Otherwise the angels are close to Allah Azza wa Jal. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the closeness of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet and Messenger, is compared with the angels, they supersede the angels. And human beings supersede the normal angels as well. So if they created light, they will have closeness, they will have also some kind of, like Shaitan said, I am from fire. So this human being is it that he is to have attained the highest level. But how is he going to attain the highest level? To think he is the lowest from all the other, actually the Muslims, especially in this respect. Kyunki zameen hamari maa hai, Imam Shahani says that zameen is our mother to us. Meaning, what is maa means? Maa is the Arabic word from And means, what does mean? Means the origin, the asal. And because your mother is your reality and your region, so it is known as your mother. Maa isko kehte hai, wo tumhari asal hai, which is relative. So in a way, from one dimension, the earth is also our mother, we are the region of us, our physical existence. Or the word which I use, the ummi. Ummi. Remember I said Imam Ali Khawas was ummi, Shaykh Abdul Aziz was ummi. So what does ummi mean in his life? One of the meaning it is, that they learn the knowledge from the origin of knowledge, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Allah azza wa jalla. Who is the origin of all the knowledge? He is the most knowledgeable. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. He is alim, he is the most knowledgeable. So whoever will not learn from any creation in between, like other teachers, human being, and he directly learns from the origin. And who is the origin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sifat. He is known as ummi. He has drank from the fountain of origin, from the pond of origin. Jo Allah Pak is ilm mein samundar hai ilm ka, usse brahe ras direct without any other means, usko kehte hain ummi. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also given the title of ummi. That he was unlettered, meaning that his ummi means his teacher is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person whose teacher is Allah azza wa jalla. And Allah azza wa jalla gives his blessing and knowledge to some people if he wills.
وہ یہ کسی عقل کو مناسب نہیں کہ وہ اپنے نفس کو اپنی ماں سے زیادہ سمجھے. It does not suit a wise person, he said, mom. When he said your religion is earth and your it is like your mother, it's motherly religion, it's your mother, the earth. And he says that you should consider yourself, if you consider yourself, you are created from the earth and earth is your mother. And he says that it does not suit, it does not suit a wise person that he should consider himself higher than his mother in status. کہ ماں آپ کے سر بے شک آپ بلی بانگے آپ بہت بڑے بلی بانگے بٹ دا اسٹیٹس آف یور مدر یو اسٹل ہیو ریسپیکٹ اینڈ شی ہیز مور ریسپیکٹ یو ہیو ریسپیکٹ بیکاز شی از یور مدر نو میٹر یو کم آئی سو آل دو نو ویمن ہیو بی پروفیٹ بٹ دے ہیو بی مدرز آف دا پروفیٹس ان کا بڑا اسٹیٹس ہے تو وہ فرما رہے ہیں امام شاہانی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرما رہے ہیں کہ ہم اپنے کیونکہ ہم زمین ہماری ماں ہے اور یہ کسی عقل کو مناسب نہیں کہ اپنے نفس کو اپنی ماں سے زیادہ سمجھے اینڈ اٹ ڈز ناٹ سوٹ اینی انٹیلیجنٹ پرسن ٹو کنسیڈر ہم سیلف ہائر دین دی اٹس یور مدر تو وہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ یہ زمین ہماری ماں ہے اور جو شخص اس مقام میں پختگی حاصل کرے گا اس کو شنودی خالق و خلق ہمیشہ حاصل رہے گی اینڈ ہو ایور ول کم اسٹرینتھنڈ and established and strong in this station of abdiyat and humbleness and tawadu, Imam Shahrani says that he will attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also of creation as well. And then he made this ki maqam mein pukhta hone ki ilamat and we carry on inshallah next week we have to offer farz prayer. But it is a very thoughtful and necessary for spiritual upliftment and spiritual progression. The teaching. And imagine this is the part of the one of the first Ahud, which we have covered five lessons, I think four lessons, and inshallah we'll continue because this is the most important because all people fall down from spiritual progression due to, for example, doing ghibat of someone. Why is ghibat done? Because they consider we are the best and this person is not. So we should debase and disrespect him and say so many accusations and actually accuse him and have the allegation that people think that he is nothing. We are the highest. I am the highest. Kisi ko maarta hai, kisi pe zulm karta hai. Look, if you think that the person is better than you, you are not going to do zulm or oppress him or actually fulfillization. It is only when you think that you are the best, so you should have everything. So all the sins, they emanate from here. Shaitan ne bhi jo guna kiya, he aba wastakbara. Kibar and hasad that emanated. What was the region? Was actually that he thought himself is better than him. Usse phir hasad paida ho gaya. Hasad led him not to prostrate in front of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So the physical disobedience really had origin in the spiritual disease of shaitan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك جزاك الله خيرا فور دي اشاء بريان ان شاء الله في الاستقبال